Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
All right, it's the Rundown, October 6th, 2022. Jeff D'Lo alongside. How many? Have you done a Rundown?
I never have done a Rundown. I'm never here. I'm here twice a year.
Like, I don't know, maybe back, like you've known Dave for a
while. Maybe I did when I got suspended at the EI one time. Maybe. Shit. I don't know. We'll say it's the first
time. In office, for sure, first time.
That's for sure.
Kirk Minahan and Joey.
Hi, everyone. I thought it was called the Rundown, the Roundup for many years.
The Barstool Roundup.
The story.
You can make your own. Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Make a spin-off.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Get into an interesting mix of stuff today. A couple days ago, Monday Night Football, a player tackled. Did you see this?
Player? I saw it.
Oh, you did see this. Bobby Wagner, now on the Rams, tackled a protester about a streak, somebody went on the field.
Oh, a streaker.
Did he tear his ACL? He's still going.
During the game, got tackled.
Correct.
Now filing a police report for brutal assault, I don't know how that's allowed.
Well, you know, I was so confused here because I saw the smoke coming out. I thought it was a gender reveal. And I said, these are really getting out of control now.
Yeah.
First of all, there are no genders. Second of all, what's the smoke for?
Yeah, I mean, what
is he protesting? What is on
his
shirt?
Says,
what does it say?
It says the Yak on it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, is it a fan of the Yak?
It's actually a little sass.
Oh, is that true? Okay.
This is a known
thing. Is that right?
If you step on the field,
yeah,
you are going to like
this thing. This lawsuit's going to get tossed. This is stupid.
Because it was actually players instead of security guards. That's what they're doing. Because they know the players are rich. So they're trying to sue them. A security guard probably doesn't have the money.
This legally is such. This will not last. This will get tossed immediately. Immediately.
It's like a fuck around and find out move.
Correct. Why not? Maybe you get 50 grand. But
what do you expect is going to happen?
No chance.
They called it blatant assault for direct action ever. I don't know. Maybe this person doesn't watch sports. I just feel like it's ingrained. If you watch sports, you know, you step on the field, you're going to get hit.
He's some asshole's guy. It's no chance, none.
I miss the days of people suing McDonald's for the coffee being too hot.
Well, did you ever watch that documentary? Yeah. That's a wild documentary. Did you ever see that?
Yes.
It's crazy. That's a bad comparison. That documentary is nuts.
Crazy.
Like displays on top of them in the grocery store and lay down.
Right.
Did you ever see that? I'd like to see that one too.
You did?
You've done that.
How many successful have you had? A couple?
A couple, yeah. Especially during the can sale at ShopRite. Wait, I was confused also when I saw that, because I was like, it looked like a mixture, and I was on pills at the time when they ran on the field. It looked like the FIFA World Cup and football mixed together. I thought I was having a hallucination.
In what way?
He's dressed like a soccer player, and to be...
Who is?
Racist, but he does look like a Brazilian soccer player.
Oh, the guy running on the field?
The person running with the smoke?
Yeah, it looks like a soccer game.
Brazilian? What are you talking about?
In the still.
Oh, really?
He's dressed like a soccer player.
Oh, wait, okay, wait.
His clothing, sure. But I don't see the Brazil.
Wait, go to the still.
Let me see.
I will say, they do use the smoke at soccer games a lot like that. I don't know what I was saying.
The gentleman looks like he's from Brazil,
The still image of it does.
Brazilians love soccer.
I do understand what you're saying. Can you back out into the still image?
No,
video.
One.
Yeah, back on the blog.
Looks like a soccer game and a football game mixed together.
I see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And I was on pills, so it's
that's not bad.
Joey walked in next day. He's like, holy shit, they did it. They finally combined the NFL and the World Cup.
I know.
This next story is wild. A Division II women's soccer coach been placed on administrative leave for running, which the show Blue Mountain State. A very Blue Mountain State similar thing to college soccer. University of Texas Permian Basin, women's soccer coach. Allegations include... students paid bail when she got a DWI. that alone, that should be enough. That's crazy.
She was funding the parties, for sure.
Students hooking up with members of the men's soccer team.
That one surprised me. I'm just saying. That's a surprise to me. Okay. That feels shady. All right.
Often ask player students for rides when drunk.
It's better than driving.
That's
better than driving.
Yeah.
That's better. Yeah.
Gave alcohol to minors. It's probably not
exactly,
great.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's not good.
I actually love the last
one. I'm fine
one.
With that.
Encourage players to cheat on tests.
I'm fine with that. I mean, you got to win.
Was you college or high school?
College.
College.
Oh. Well, she probably just got out of college a couple of days ago, and she's like knows all these kids.
The coach did, you think? How
do we know the age?
How old is this lady?
Actually, did that's a great question. I did not.
She's
look
probably like, well, she probably graduated like 2 years before everyone, and she's just going around hooking up with her old friends.
What is worse for because look, plenty of student athletes do their
right.
But you know the stories. What's worse, like the UNC thing where they made like fake classes, or just telling them, hey, go to real class, just cheat.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, let's be honest. What do you think of Nick Saban, like new player? You think he would really care? Like, now she is going directly to them, which is a bold move. There's got to be a smarter way to do it. You have to have somebody in between.
No practice today. We're going to practice cheating on tests, everybody.
Yeah, I'm too busy hooking up with the fucking midfielder on the guy's team. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't blame her, though. I'd want to hook up with soccer team members and drink at my job as well. This is kind of what I do here.
It is. Yes, it is. we figure out the age?
No, it's just, I'm looking all over.
You don't even know? I mean, yeah.
Is that her in the picture?
I understand Joey asked a question, but it really doesn't actually matter how old she is.
That's true. Yeah.
These are violations regardless of whether she's 25
but if she's
or 50.
Like they're friends, they hire like a young coach. Like, I'm not that I'm saying
it's more likely for things to run wild.
But if she's like a 6-year-old coach,
it's a better story, actually. It's a better story.
That is unbelievable.
She seems fun, though.
Her last name's Tejas in Texas. That's kind of crazy.
Have you been to Jose Tejas?
Next story. Those
I have
crazy
not.
Sports
Good.
Stories.
Is it?
Another crazy sports. Sports just wild last few days. Warriors won the NBA title last year. I know you're a big Warriors fan.
For many years, I have.
Also, you're a Florida Gators fan?
I'm a Gators fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won this year, but there was a crap team we played.
Oh, last week. Okay.
It wasn't
the Who else do you like? You like the Red Sox? You'd ask me to check a Red Sox score now and then.
Well, I went to the Red Sox game yesterday. I was my first time at Fenway.
Ugh. I hate the Red Sox.
It's historic and it's cute there. It's just like run down and like shitty. Like the shopping wasn't even good.
Around
Fenway. I'm used to Yankee Stadium where there's like a shopping mall and there's like, you know, like interactive like screens. It's like,
yeah.
It's very historic. So like I get it, but it wasn't.
Fenway is like, it's really fucking old.
It was nice to see.
It's built for people who lived like 100 years ago. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They made no adjustments.
I almost caught scurvy while I was there.
They still have some seats where the field's like that way and you're sitting like
constructed
this.
Constructed like this,
yeah.
Real quick, the age. She was 28.
28. Exactly. So it does make.
That to me, though, that's like.
That is, you're pushing it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, 28, that's tough.
I wish she was like in her 50s and 60s, though. Her just like a grizzled voice calling up the students, they gotta get me again.
86 years old.
Going to the dresser. I got
cracking
the mail money.
Beers in their class.
Warriors won last year.
Oh, yeah.
You'd think everything's all good and peachy, but apparently not. Jordan Poole and Draymond Green went face to face, and Draymond Green punched Jordan Poole. Now gonna face disciplinary action.
I mean, it's the Brandon Walker rule. I mean, essentially, he was physically violent to somebody else in the office. He kept his stupid job. Like, I think.
Who
did
he hit?
Have you ever seen that?
He's
Joey
a nice.
No.
Oh, Joey's never. Oh, we got to pull
Brandon
this up.
Walker, my
Joey's
sweet
never
Brandon
seen.
Walker?
He is rage, serious rage.
Joey's never seen the clip of Brandon shoving Devlin.
Oh, my God.
No, again, it's not punching, but still.
Did he take his Louisiana hot sauce from him? What happened? was it over a crawfish?
It was over an ad read.
Were they fighting over a crawfish?
Brandon gave what Devlin deemed to be a bad ad read. Devlin called him a name or something here. And then this happened actually in front of the radio. It's about to happen.
This is real.
This is real.
Oh, very real.
It's about to happen.
Oh, that's always baffled me.
Why is he dressed like a milkman from the 50s?
He lost a bet. He's wearing an A&M yell leader suit, which made this all the more ridiculous. Keep in mind, the radio is happening. Riggs, Tommy, they're in the radio studio right now watching this. There you go.
Rage.
And then Devlin was yelling back in like a southern accent, which was like,
very strange. Again, he didn't punch him, but it's violence in the office.
It's like when he got pushed, he transferred his southernness
into him. My point is perhaps Green is going to say
Brandon
that.
Walker, I can't believe you did this.
Yeah, maybe that's, you know, we let it happen here. We can't
I actually like a little more determination from him, a little bit more like gusto.
Brandon?
Yeah, he's such a washy little, like, a fruit fly, you know what I mean?
Well, I think that castrated him, honestly. I don't think he ever recovered from that.
There's a picture of it in our hallway.
Yeah, I just walked by it earlier, yeah.
That's what it is.
You've never, you didn't know what that was?
I'm learning so much today.
So what's going to happen? So what happened? Did he punch him?
So long. They've won so many. He punched him. I'm sure it will just. It's a team thing. They're just going to probably send him for maybe a week or two, if that.
Do you still get paid though? Because I would love to be a suspension. When you got suspended from school, everyone's upset about it.
It's the greatest.
I don't have to go to work.
It was great. Yeah.
Probably
I agree.
Not pay, but as if the pay fucking matters.
I mean, it doesn't. He's probably making 20. Yeah. Like
one of the one of the highest paid players in the league. I don't know.
I'd start fights just to get a couple days off.
Multiple.
But another one of these stories, I try and pay attention. I don't know what happened here. I don't know what happened with the Celtics. Can anybody tell me exactly what happened with these things? Did he punch him in the face? Did he kick him in the balls? Did he bite him?
They were shoving each other.
Chest to chest.
I haven't seen
Joey. Pushing and shoving each other.
Yeah, I didn't see where
he pushed first.
They did. They really didn't say it was most of the articles were just that he swung on.
If I pushed you during altercation at work, should be able to push me back.
I would come if you pushed me.
All right, let's go. Let's do it. You ready?
There's a shirt going on that says, "Don't bully me, I'll come."
Okay.
I'm so sad I didn't come up with it first. Mm-hmm.
So if I pushed you, you would ejaculate.
Well,
sounds like a dare to me.
That's a fuck around and find out kind of.
That sounds like a dare to me.
If you saw that Black Friday, just tell that Black Friday. Just change the text a little bit.
Okay.
Change the slogan.
Or should that be my Christmas, my ugly Christmas sweater this year?
Yes, maybe.
That'd
be
nice. Yeah. That'd be nice. Yeah.
This next one's weird. A woman wrote a note to her neighbor asking her to put pants on when she takes out the trash. A woman told her neighbor, put pants on when you take out the trash. My husband watches you on our Ring camera.
This feels like
a
confession.
My neighbor just left me this note.
Well, she put pants on when you take out the trash. My husband can see you on our Ring camera. That is weird.
Huh. Oh, is that what she's wearing out of the house?
This is an act.
Let her live, Joey.
Well, what does she expect? Of course your husband's going to look at that.
To yell at her seems.
The image of him, the gentleman, though, watching it on the Ring camera is creepy. Oh, that's her?
Yeah.
I mean, a handsome woman, but I'm just saying, what's the guy I don't know.
What is he supposed to do?
Can't he just watch her out the window?
Yeah.
Why is he watching on the Ring camera?
Because then he can savor the moment.
Well, because he could be, maybe he's in his room privately on the, is he just sitting in bed, just watching the Ring camera?
This is why Kevin O'Leary passed on it, Shark Tank.
Now that we're in person together, we both denounced the live show of Shark Tank.
Disaster. Fucking
Shark Tank live show was awful.
One of the great tragedies in American history. Is it bad as 9/11? I'm not going to debate it, but it was fucking bad.
Who?
Mr. Portnoy, you guys did that already, right?
What?
Oh, yeah.
A Shark Tank show.
Big Brain.
That's what it was called.
Frank got hired from Big Brain, kind of.
Oh, is that right?
They got money from Big Brain.
I want to make the Sports Encyclopedia into what I've always envisioned it to be, a powerful sports resource.
How much do you need to get that to the next level?
At least $100,000 to make a...
You need $100,000?
At least.
Oh.
I feel this might be performative. I'm just going to say this feels like it might not be up on the up and up. This feels like a lot of people
get it's her shtick.
This is a weird note to leave, though. This is maybe just don't leave.
Do you think it happened though? Do you actually think this happened? I'm fine doing it, but do you think this whole thing is
okay? Wait, does
do you think it's real?
Does that look like wife/mother handwriting?
No.
No, it looks like my son Harry's handwriting.
It's not great handwriting.
No, I have fucking horrible.
That's for sure. It's not a woman.
So are we debunking this? This is fake.
I am here to yes. I'm. Are you with me or no?
If it's real, I'm on the side of the neighbor. Creepy.
Well, she's not naked.
But we think it's think it's fake.
You're on the side of the neighbor who's watching that Ring.
No. Oh, the neighbor only got the note left. But if it's fake, I think we're debunking it.
Yes.
You go for the husband first. Stop. Looking at the Ring.
That feels like decent advice. Maybe bigger issues.
Maybe she likes that. I don't know. Maybe she's like, I enjoy that you watch this.
I guess.
The lady's probably jealous that she doesn't have a tight young rear end like that anymore.
A dare rear like that? Yeah.
Or Barbara. And now she's like, I don't want to see that.
Right.
Do you like when the Ring guy is a shark?
No, he's an asshole.
I think he is.
He looks like a prick.
He's
got a top 20 punchable face on the planet.
They passed on you. Yeah. You're here now. Yeah. Just do
it. You had an idea. These other guys have sold seven, you had one idea. It's a great idea. And now because of this guy, this idea, this fucking thing is happening. Stupid conversation.
The other thing, too, was, and I'm sure they're nice guys, this won't be a Shark Tank, maybe do a Shark Tank show. They put some fake phone, it's a banana, and it connects to your phone, so you can use the banana as a phone.
Oh, yeah.
That is a season one product. The fact that that is now in 2022.
I mean, am I wrong? Offensive. Am I wrong?
He is.
Am I wrong?
He's the Ring doorbell guy.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
The Ring doorbell guy. Congratulations. Very
rich.
If that
guy shoves you, you're not coming. That is not happening.
No, I'd like to beat him up.
No, I understand. I respect that. Yeah.
Next story. This is also sports, but the names here are unbelievable. So Victor Wembanyama, I think I'm wrong.
I've been saying that too. I think
it's Wembanyama. Wembanyama. I've been saying Wembanyama. I've been completely wrong. He is probably the most I guess Zion was, but he's 7'2", 7'3". Looks like he is just a regular, like, 6'4 guard. He looks like Steph Curry out there.
Oh, okay.
As fluid of a player you'll ever see with that height. They're worried about teams tanking for him.
Right.
He's going to be in the NBA, but he played in a showcase match recently. But there's some other great names in there, including Steve Ho Yu Fat.
Is that really his name?
Yep.
Now, he's Vietnamese, correct?
Yeah, I don't think
he's French.
He's French, okay, yeah. Probably like Stevie or Steve Ho Yu Fat.
That's his real name?
French player. Yes.
That's like that terrible, you can't do it anymore. It's like that terrible.
Tough day to be named Steve.
There's another player there whose name is.
Scoot?
Yes, yeah, Scoot.
Scoot, yeah.
Scoot Henderson. Scoot's not that crazy.
That's not that bad.
We've got like, there was a player on Syracuse, Scoop Hardeen, for a while. Like, there's Steve.
Scoop and score.
Ho Yu Fat is unreal.
It's like they couldn't do it now, but years ago, there was that plane crash like 10 years ago, and they got pranked on the air. Do you remember that? There was all these horrifically Asian names that they said, like,
yes,
you remember that? They called in, and it was like, it was like We Too Low. It was like all that, and they actually reported it on the news.
They did?
And the ladies are reading the names off.
Yeah, she's like, we have the names of the, if you look, I mean, like, you could, like, now.
It was horrible.
Cancel call. I don't even know, like, how it would work now, but it was. The people actually, the woman on the air and read the names.
The most.
And the sad.
I watched
a
compilation.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Right. I watched a compilation recently. The most like problematic prank phone calls. C-SPAN. I watched the
oh my god. Oh my god.
That
the Stern calls all the time on there.
That gives me physical pain rewatching those. Yeah, just the They just kept doing their job.
Yeah, that's what they do.
They just kept doing C-SPAN. Yeah, Victor Wembanyama. I thought it was Wembanyama. I'm not going to play for my team. So
Wembanyama.
Crazy name. Joey, what would you name your kid?
My kid?
What would you name your kid?
Icy, probably.
Okay. Icy Kamasta?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good name, actually.
Actually, that's a great. That is a.
It's like a fighter's name, almost.
Yeah.
You're going to probably have to get a child.
Icy. Oh. So.
Yeah, okay.
Icy Kamasta. That's a great fucking name. Next story. This. So, this is LeGarrette Blount, right? Is it not?
No. He's 41 now?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I thought this
was... Oh, because LeGarrette... I just missed this story. I just saw the bottom thing that we've talked about, and it completely threw me off. LeGarrette Blount went out on the field again the other day. So who is this?
This is a different...
I didn't even click on this. I thought this was the same story.
I did, too.
Oh, so a man went on to a Little League football field, put on a helmet, and hit
the Undertaker kind of.
Apparently, LeGarrette Blount went back onto the field the other day. LeGarrette Blount famously punched a Boise State player years ago. Okay, it's a totally different story.
Can we go back up to those gentlemen with their tops off? Okay.
Do you like that much muscle?
No.
Yeah.
Fat guys.
So 9-year-old football players doing one-on-one tackling scrimmage when one child was matched up with the victim. During the scrimmage, the victim overpowered the other child, and the child started crying. So this guy, he ran out to the football field and was angry due to the child crying. Taylor then got the child's helmet, placed it on his head,
happening?
And then get into a kneeling stance in front of the victim, according to the arrest report. And then he struck the victim.
People
in the
are
chest.
Crazy.
This is.
I mean, how do you respond? I mean,
Yeah,
my son Harry plays. He's 10-year-old. Plays baseball.
You go to like little league games.
Yeah. I'm not seeing a lot of that.
No.
The leagues I'm playing, I'm not seeing a lot of that. I don't even know how parents would.
Was he a parent of one of the other kids?
Yeah, I believe so. Again,
I can't imagine you got found a helmet.
I thought this was a LeGarrette Blount thing, so that's my fault for not reading it.
He put on a child's helmet, to your point, Joey. Placed on his head?
Yeah, how does he
barely see something about him being a parent?
Like, just a guy?
Yeah.
It was like, in Florida. No, of course this happened.
Well, if you do this, it doesn't really matter. Like, you're just crazy.
People seem to think, it is his son who got, like, destroyed.
Is it worse? Is it, like, in the social media world, are crazy parents, when I was younger, we talked about this on my show the other day. Are parents crazier now, or are they less crazy because of social media? Are they actually crazier because of social media?
I think they're crazier because there's so many rules now, and everyone's offended by everything.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Was this story deleted from their website?
Yeah.
So we can just say this is fake.
It probably is.
Is this also fake?
Probably.
Are we debunking this as well?
That's what we're here to do, I guess.
So three fake. We've debunked. You solved. a murder case.
And that's
now
true.
We have
I
debunked
did.
Two
I did.
Stories in the rundown.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
We're racking up.
That's
racking
true.
Up wins.
That's
wins
true.
Wow. I'm the reason.
A good
I
day, Jeff.
I don't believe this actually because he. How would he put a child's helmet on?
I said with that fat head of his.
Thank
look
you.
At you. Look at you. Nothing gets past you.
This is probably meth-induced.
Damn.
It was in Pensacola.
That's it.
Pretty fat for meth, though.
I actually don't see, like, anything else this? Besides that one deleted article.
This Ooh, is this John Richards doing, yeah. sending these stories? Yeah. John, can we do a Google search here?
Who wrote this?
This was John, or, yeah, John sent it.
Have we been duped? That's Ohio State.
Yeah.
No, I don't know who that is, but yeah, I mean, you gotta. Does it really matter? I mean, you just read the story, you laugh at it. I mean, we're
yeah.
not. You know, it's not.
Okay.
It's not Watergate.
After show, couple other things. The Dozen final match in Philadelphia, our first match of the season, The Yak finally beat the Frankettes. They take on the defending champion, Uptown Balls. They will face off
nice.
For the championship. Great match, a lot of energy. Crowd was nuts. You just recorded a match, you won't say what, that airs next Tuesday. You, Rico, and your new teammate, Big Ev, you're
yep.
taking on Flux, an expansion team, Chris Castellani.
Tense. It was tense.
Very tense.
Tense. It was tense.
The Chris Klemmer, who another rival of yours, and Alex Bennett, and another rival of yours.
Yep.
And Pat was there as well.
Yes, Pat was there.
Yeah,
Pat's the head coach of the team.
Oh, he is?
He fired Pat from his trivia team.
I did.
There's coaches on these things?
Some teams have coaches, yes.
Do I have a coach on my team?
You do not. He's on Boys, Boys, Boys.
What's that team?
With Jack Mack and Philly Mays, who is now the producer, one of the producer partners.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe you'll play each other.
Hopefully.
When
yeah.
do I perform the first time? And do I have a top ordered?
He did not want a Dozen team until he asked on their show. He said, I want one of those cute bowling shirts.
Oh, yeah. They're nice. Yeah.
You'll get one. Yeah.
You'll get one.
When are they coming in?
We haven't ordered yours yet.
Okay.
You're playing very soon. That. That airs next week. How kept up on you on the Jeff Nadeau dick thing?
Too much, I think. I've been.
You are too aware.
I'm aware of it. I mean, I'm aware that there's a penis picture of Jeff Nadeau floating out in the world, correct?
Is it a picture
apparently.
Is that right? I don't know that.
I'm not that cut. Can you just come here real quick?
Does someone have it? I can see it.
So Glennie was walking.
Oh, this is his. Yeah, he's on the beat, right?
Glennie was backstage holding the trophy. He actually almost tripped and fell in front of the whole crowd. And he got a text from Dave backstage saying he needed to find out who had a photo of Jeff Nadeau's dick as he's about to walk out in front of the crowd.
So, yeah, literally, as I was, like, we were backstage about to walk out. I got a text, stop what you're doing. We got to find a dude's cock. And I was like, dude, I'm down to find the cock, but we're about to step on stage.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got off, I mean, we were either 45 an hour. Apparently, the cock was found. We didn't know if the cock was found, but we supposedly found out who it was, and then she deleted the...
Oh, I saw this. Right, yeah.
So, but I DM'd him, and he said it's not her. But I asked him if he had any leads for me. He was like, oh, do you need anything else for me? I said, you got any leads? I need some sort of lead. How am I supposed to find? I don't know what your dick looks like. How am I supposed to find who
Ebony
this is?
Ebony told me what it looks like.
Ebony knows?
Yeah. Ebony knows what his dick looks like. Ebony hasn't seen the video.
I'm disconnecting from this comment.
Yeah, I don't. I can also say I don't.
Oh, because doesn't he love Ebony?
Yeah, he said, well, I can confirm. I just received word that a former text at 11 p.m. to link up partner has used my member, which I do like when people call it a member, as talent for her OnlyFans. I cannot confirm where, but if you find it, enjoy.
KB
replied, Nadeau, brother, I will find that cock.
I don't know how to search for the cock. I don't know what his cock looks like.
Reverse image search.
I know what it looks like because I did my my ear analysis on him, and he confirmed that it was correct. My patented ear analysis. Is that me doing it right there?
Rogue gave me a fake name of an OnlyFans model that, like, I know. I was like, there's no way it's her.
We've been debunking stuff all day. Do you think it's real?
That his cock's on there?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Ooh.
If he tweeted that, it means he wants us to see the cock.
Yeah.
And he has it, and he stopped talking about it.
Mm.
So I would assume, I DM'd him, literally said, if you have any leads, let me know. I'll look into it. And he didn't answer that text. He DM'd me and said, do you need anything else from me? I said, dude, if you have any leads, let me know. And he hasn't responded to that. So I'm saying, no one knows what a dude's cock looks like. So if he didn't want anybody to know, he would have tweeted it. He clearly wants people to know.
He does. Yeah. If you don't want people to know your dick's
on OnlyFans,
you probably...
Because how would anybody know? Yeah. So I'm confused. I asked for a lead. I was going through people he follows on Instagram yesterday, checking who has OnlyFans. There weren't many. There weren't many link trees in there. So I don't really know what to do. I'm kind of stumped on the cock search. But,
well,
I mean, onward and upward. We'll keep trying.
Have you met troops before?
Yes.
Thank you,
yeah.
Glennie.
Yes,
great, great.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of times ago.
Oh, just come say hello.
Do you have a stuffy nose?
I think I have. Maybe I haven't. I watched him do his thing last time.
Toss off the mic. Have you tossed troops the mic? Thank you, Glennie. Glennie.
Wagwan, back again. Gang business. First time.
How are you?
Wagwan.
Nice to meet you.
What's good?
You had an explosive Dave Portnoy show up here.
Yeah, fuck that guy, blood.
Why? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what, bro? Oh, sir, no, you get me.
Okay.
That's all I'm giving you lot today.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, no, you, that was intense.
What, did you think I was going to go in there on some humble thing?
No, because you were actually looking for him. You were looking for a couple people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Said, yeah. Gaz, Spider, anyone can get, yeah, look.
Head over to your local liquor store today to find out. All right, so we have internet issues.
Walk one, bro. Walk one, big man. You weren't expecting this, innit? Yeah, blood, Mr. Back again. Mr. Top of the League. What are you saying now? What? Yeah, you piece of shit. Yeah? Walk one, blood.
I got a question.
10 past 11. Why are you 20 minutes late, bro? I've been sitting waiting for you, bro. You get me? Because
we don't have internet. We're dealing with it.
You're still running with that excuse.
Yeah, that's why it's...
They had me waiting.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I got things to do.
That's a good point.
I'm a busy man.
No, you're right.
You understand? I got packs to smoke.
No.
Yeah.
Teams to brush. You get me? He needs to brush his teeth, but you understand? Big up the rundown.
I don't understand.
Big up Joey. Big up Kirk.
Yeah.
Big up Jeff D'Lo. Gang fucking shit.
Thank you.
Thank you, True.
That was a mic drop.
Thank you, Kirk. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you.
In the rundown, what's today? Say Thursday?
Thursday.
Oh, it's
Thursday.
Last day. Okay. Rundown back on Monday from, hopefully Dave has wife. I imagine he doesn't want to have to do another show from Gaz's apartment or condo. Condo, excuse me. That's it. Thanks, everyone.
Cheers.